Monday evening, Elliott Lake City Council approved a staff proposal for a transit study. The study will be undertaken by Express Services Inc. of Ottawa, at a cost of $57,588 plus HST. According to details in the staff report, the city will pay 26.67% of the cost and other levels of government will pay the rest. The final report is expected about 8 months from the start of the work. Local resident, Mike Thomas, addressed the council during the public input session at the beginning of the council meeting. For more than 7 minutes, Thomas discussed the needs of Elliott Lakers who use bus transportation, especially highlighting those with a disability. Thomas has been a longtime advocate of accessibility and a mayoral candidate in the 2022 municipal election. Not a newcomer to the topic, he respectfully reminded the council, "I've been an advocate for accessibility and accommodation for over 30 years. His perspective was clear. To look together with the council, through the lens of a person with a disability, and consider what public transportation means, to the person that actually uses the bus. From the eyes of a person with a disability, one of which I am, I can tell you that most of us do not give a second thought to getting from one side of town to the other in 5 minutes. Anybody who rides that bus, if they go to the doctor, it's a 3-hour tour. If they go to the grocery store, it's a 3-hour tour. You can't imagine what it's like to have a good day and call specialized transit and say, I want to go to this. He continued, it's a challenge just to get out to get someplace. According to the city's website, you must book a trip at least 7 days in advance by calling Huron Lodge. Thomas predicts that the consultant's final report will highlight in every aspect of their review the word accessibility. He further noted, there's an entire section of the Municipal Act dedicated to the transportation requirements of municipalities. And by design. If you or I are in Toronto or Ajax or Windsor or Elliott Lake, the standard is the same. Thomas acknowledged Elliott Lake's unique northern conditions and related costs, but he sees the outcomes as a positive opportunity for everyone. We beat the hell out of our equipment on a regular basis because it's not like living anywhere else. That being said, your concerns are always capital costs, but transportation is not a revenue-positive business. Later he added, every dollar invested in accessibility returns dividends times 10. That's a fact. I'm asking you to look at this issue not only as a business exercise. We are a seniors community. It's what made Elliott Lake successful. It's what's kept us going. We need to deliver the ability for all of us to have access to the goods and services. Transportation is the key, Thomas concluded. Later on the agenda, the council considered the topic. Councillor Luke Morissette inquired about the timeline to completion and was informed that it had not been specifically confirmed, although staff had confirmed that the vendor would hold the original price even though this decision was being made about a year later than expected. Councillor Charles Flint off, I realize this is definitely a big necessity and it's very, very important. He asked, so when they come back with the final report, where do we go from there? Acting Director of Public Works Bill Golding responded that the study will provide better information for decision-making, on how we can implement the transit system in an improved way that better matches with the needs of the community and needs for financial responsibility. Flintoff questioned, stating, also, which I think is quite important, the consulting process, will be holding public open houses for the public to give their input to all this too? Golding responded there will be an in-person component but the details will need to be worked out. Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan asked, so, it is my understanding that we've never had a transit study done in Elliott Lake? Golding, not as far as I know. Wannan, so, it's probably something that's long overdue. If there's no other questions, we're ready to vote. Councillor Norman Mann, who had earlier declared a conflict of interest, recused himself. The remaining councillors voted unanimously in favor of approving the study to move forward. The staff, a citizens' representative, and the council worked together. It's an important first step to this endeavor.